lot. We've got a number of calls, text, emails. We'll get to them. But I want to tell you about this story. On the 21st of December last year, promising artist Rosie Dwyer died in hospital after a rare form of meningitis, just 12 days after her 19th birthday. Her family have organised an exhibition of her work and that of her friends and family at the Triangle Space in the Chelsea College of Art and Design in Pimlico as a tribute to Rosie. Now, Louise Pepper went to the exhibition today to meet her mother, Rachel, and ask her how difficult it was to be without her daughter.
I cannot use words to describe how much you miss your child if they die. And Rosie walked into hospital at 11 o'clock in the morning with the flu, and she died at 10 o'clock that night of streptococcal septicemia, and nobody saw it coming. So we're all lost without her, absolutely lost without her. I truly believe our hearts are broken. So we decided, in her memory, to put together an exhibition of her work, her friends' work and her family's work as a celebration of her life and her love of the arts.
So what works do we have here?
We have lots of portraits of Rosie done by her friends, lots of work done by Rosie when she was at school and when she was at Chelsea, and then the main part is two huge portraits of Rosie, one done made out of 130 squares of collage, one of 130 squares of paintings by her friends and family. And on the reverse of the painting, they've put some writing to Rosie.
They're incredibly moving. I didn't know Rosie, I didn't know your family, and reading those tributes to her as well as seeing her pictures, I feel like I know her. Is that what you'd want?
Yes. Rosie was very vivacious. I mean, she was no angel, but she was just full of life and full of fun. So it's a way of bringing people together to be happy and to celebrate, yet be sad at the same time, because we miss her so much. I mean, I got cross when people write Christmas cards to us and don't put her name on it, because she isn't wiped out. She hasn't gone. She's in us. She's part of us. She's our soul.
So we're in front of one of Rosie's pieces. Just describe this piece to me.
Well, Rosie drew this very detailed lined portrait of a man, I think it is, in a green corridor. And she spent a long time doing this portrait, and then just before she went to bed, she dropped some yellow paint in the middle of it. But she couldn't be bothered to clear it up. So I can just see this, her doing this, and why she left it, and it's so her.
So how do you feel with her work up on the wall?
I feel it's her, because I can see her doing it. I can see it in my kitchen, I can see it on the table, I can see the paint on the floor, I can see the brushes in the sink. In the source, I can see it's all her. It's all her. And it's funny, really, because since Rosie died, I've really looked at her art. And I didn't really look at his art. I sort of saw the mess and the things. And now I've looked at it. It's absolutely amazing, amazing. So we just love her and we're very proud of her.
And what would Rosie think about the exhibition?
She'd just probably go, bah! And go crazy and say, this is mad and mad. And probably be quite embarrassed, actually. But she'd secretly like it.
Oh, that's what parents are supposed to do to their children, and they embarrass them. The exhibition will be on at the Triangle Space tomorrow and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8:15, and it's absolutely free. Or you can see Rosie's work on the website, which is www.rosiedwyer.co.uk. Good evening to you. This is Drive Time, taking your calls, texts and emails, London stories and London talking points. Nicole is waving her arm.